from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Hannon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's, I'm shipping up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys in honor of the NBA Finals returning to Boston tonight.
So, you surprised by Friday's events? Was it Friday? I guess it was Friday, yeah.
No, I mean, anything can happen in a game, one game.
Right.
Unless, you know, we'll see what happens tonight, but my operating assumption is that that was a case of Boston sort of easing up a little bit with the knowledge that they can come close it out on their home floor, and Dallas sort of playing desperate on their home floor. And so we see stuff like that happen some. That series between the Grizzlies and the Warriors a couple years ago, the Grizzlies blew out the Warriors, you know, in Memphis, and then went home and went back to Golden State and got knocked around. And so unless, you know, until it happens otherwise, that's sort of my assumption.
Yeah, that was Hollinger actually mentioned that one in a piece he wrote about this over the weekend. It was, what, was that a game that they were down? Were they down 3-0 and they came? No, were they down 2-1?
No.
What were they down? They just destroyed them without Ja, right? What was this?
They were down 3-1. And then it was game five at home. They won game five at home and went back to Golden State and they lost 4-2.
Lost game six in Golden State.
It is amazing how human nature works, isn't it? Like, you can guard against it all you want. Like, it seemed. And of course, here, as I've just said to Dan, It could have worked the other way. It could have worked. Dallas is like, why do I want to get on a plane and go back right and lose game five? And so we see that, too. I do think sometimes how the game starts then dictates it, right?
When Dallas gives the big effort from the jump, Boston at some point says, there's no desperation, right, like, you know, to win this game. And so once Dallas is there for it, you sort of let it go and, like, we'll get them back home, you know? It is more fun to close out on your home floor, but you got to make sure you close out.
And Jason Kidd even says they let go of the rope pretty early, and I don't know if he meant that as, like, pointed words, but it's 100% true. That's what they did.
Yeah.
They said it's not happening tonight. Is there anything that happened in the game strategically or that made you think that, all right, I see how Dallas, you know, I see how this is going to happen, how Dallas can get back into the series?
Well, I think the absence of Porzingis matters.
Right.
And I don't have a lot of confidence of him playing tonight. So I think that that is helpful to the Dallas Mavericks, certainly. And, you know, Luka can you know, is the best player in the series. You know, maybe not every possession, every game, but he's the best player. And so I don't discount the idea that something fundamentally shifts in the series, but I'm not convinced that's what's happened.
Appears J.J. Redick is going to be the next coach of the Lakers, and feels like Borrega is going to be the next coach of Cleveland. Do you have any particular reaction to either of those?
The Grizzlies, when they hired David Fizdale, James Borrega was one of the finalists for that job. And I want to be clear, he never told me this, but I always got the sense that Hollinger favored Borrego at that time. I think Borrego is someone who's pretty highly regarded. He's not a big personality. He's not a big name. But I think he's really highly regarded as just like a basketball coach. So that's probably a pretty good hire for Cleveland. The Redick thing, I mean, who knows? I mean, you're kind of making LeBron a player coach in that situation anyway. It's sort of it sounds like it's a partnership there. So I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, it seems like sort of an odd hire, but it is what it is.
If you were L.A., would you be willing to sacrifice three firsts for Trae Young?
No, but I don't believe in Trae Young. I just don't believe in Trae Young winning. I know he's made it to a conference finals, which is more than the Grizzlies have done when everything sort of broke right that one season. But I think he demands such a role in your offense that I don't believe you. I think it'd be really hard to win big with him that prominent on your team. Now, maybe that would change in San Antonio because of Victor Wembanyama and because of the defense. Maybe that makes a little sense. But I guess I don't think you're winning a title that way. But like, whatever. I mean, you know, if you just want a better team with LeBron and Anthony Davis next season, or a more interesting team, sure, do it. But I'm not a big believer in that.
I know you're not generally in Trae Young. It's just LA is such a prisoner of what they are. Like, in a sense, it's great being LA because they trade for Trae Young, they're more interesting. But ultimately, it doesn't win them a title or get them to a finals. You feel like it's LA; they're going to be able to reload at some point, some way, anyway.
That's a good point. So that question for a generic NBA team would be different than that question for the Lakers, right? And if you're the Lakers, like, you know, you think you have a defensive infrastructure with Anthony Davis there for next season, and that's interesting. And then, you know, Trae Young gives you a star to pair another star with in a couple of years when LeBron's gone, that kind of thing. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I could see them doing it.
Okay, I said this to Dan. I didn't realize, I'm sure the first one, you probably realized both of these things. You knew both of these things, but I didn't know either of these things. One is the draft is on Wednesday, not Thursday. That it was new to me.
It's 2 days.
Yeah, I knew that, but I thought, for some reason, I thought it was Thursday and Friday. We only have to wait till next Wednesday. And the second one was that tonight we can start, if Boston wins tonight, teams with their own free agents can start negotiating, and so you've got situations like in Indiana with Pascal Siakam, or New York with OG, or Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland, where we could start to have deals. You knew both of those things. Yeah.
Yeah, can start legally negotiating.
Yeah, right.
We could actually hear about stuff that otherwise we just wouldn't have heard about yet.
So we're going to get Woj bombs and Shams bombs, or whatever they're called, like starting tomorrow. Tonight, presumably.
Yeah, and none of this is really going to impact the Grizzlies. They don't have any meaningful free agents, and they don't have meaningful cap space, so they're not really a part of any of this. I mean, Paul George, to me, is the big name to look out for. He is the biggest free agent who could move. You know, LeBron James didn't go anywhere.
Right.
But Paul George to Philly is something I think everyone's looking, wondering if that's going to happen.
The Paul George one, and of course over the weekend we saw Joel Embiid on Countdown. Joel Embiid made a surprise even to Joel Embiid before it happened, because he wasn't planning to go on Countdown, but Paul George was there and whatever else. It is an interesting situation because it feels like, I mean, the Clippers could very clearly give him all the money and all the term and have him. He would like to stay in L.A.
Right.
It really is fascinating. Do you call his bluff? Because it's very clear you would not think he would want to up and move to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's this question of, you know, you're going to get paid, you know, gobs of money either way, and maybe there's, you know, a slight difference one direction or another, but it's not so much that I think that's determinative. And so it's a question of, like, living in L.A. versus being in the best basketball situation, and I think that Philadelphia is a better basketball situation. Of course, L.A. is not, like, some terrible basketball situation. In theory, if everybody gets healthy, that team could be really good, too. But there's always been the sense that, like, he wanted to get to Southern California. That's why he's in Los Angeles to begin with. That's why he maneuvered himself there from Indiana and Oklahoma City to get to L.A. And so, like, how much does he want to just be on this team that, you know, you think has a better chance, but it's not like you're guaranteed a title or something going to play with Joel Embiid in Philly. So I don't know.
And, well, yeah, so it's presumably for more money. And then what do you make of, as you look forward to teams that may be ascending or descending around the Grizzlies, what do you make of the Clippers in this?
I'm not a big believer in, I just think it's reached the point where the names are ahead of the reality. And I just don't know how you can count on Kawhi Leonard to be healthy enough and to be healthy when it matters anymore. I just don't know how you can count on that. And the rest of it around him, I mean, James Harden's still a good player, but not what he used to be. Russell Westbrook, unless Kawhi Leonard's going to be apex Kawhi Leonard, I don't really believe in it.
And then there's a new mock draft at The Athletic. I don't know if you've seen any interesting mock drafts lately, and I don't know how much of these are just based on generating new mock drafts or actual information.
I've not seen a new one. There's a new one on The Ringer this morning. There was a new one at Bleacher Report late last week. And the commonality between the two is sort of eyebrow raising, but I haven't seen.
Which is what?
I don't think I've seen.
So tell me about those two.
Cody Williams at 5.
Interesting is Cody Williams is to Detroit. Cody Williams is at 5 to Detroit in this one as well.
So something's happening with this, because what's interesting, so I haven't seen the Athletic one, but what's interesting, the Bleacher Report one I think was on Friday. And I think I said before, the guy who does that is pretty good. He does not get as much attention as the other major sites, but I think he's as good. And he cited, and he keeps a record of where people were in the previous mock. And so Cody Williams jumped from 13 to 5, from one mock to the next. But he says in it that is based on people from rival teams, not from scouts or what, from agents, but he says rival teams. So some people from other teams have suggested Cody Williams is going to go high and might go to Detroit at 5. So I moved him to 5 based on that, apparently. And then the mock at The Ringer today has Cody Williams at 5, also out of the blue, but makes no reference to why. So it's like, is he hearing the same stuff, or is he just, copying the Bleacher Report thing? I don't know. What does the Athletic...
Well, and of course, the interesting thing is, the Athletic, this is not Vecini. This is Kelly Eco, James Edwards, and Josh Robbins combining on a mock draft. And I sort of, I don't know, like I just put more stock in Vecini. It feels like he...
Right.
And it's not Hollinger who also writes for the Athletic. So
right.
I can't vouch for any of these. I'm not disparaging them either. But what they said at 5 is, while it's tough to get an idea of what Detroit might do here, because of Trajan Langdon, basically, if you look at how Langdon and his former team, the New Orleans Pelicans, drafted over the last few seasons, there was an attraction to tall, long wings with shooting upside and legitimate switchability on defense. To me, Cody Williams is the closest to that archetype available at number 5. Pistons also recently worked out Puzelis, which could mean something or nothing at all. Williams feels like a Langdon-type player, etc. That's the...
Either there is similar chatter different people are hearing, which the Bleacher Report one actually cites, or like the one guy heard something and changed his mock and other people are like...
Falling in line. Right.
But regardless, so where does this one have Klingon going?
This one has Klingon going to Charlotte. At 6.
If Klingon gets to 5 and Detroit's not interested in taking Klingon, like to me, this is what I wrote about last week in my center thing. That is the flashing red light of that's where you trade up for Donovan Klingon, to me.
Is 5.
Yeah. If he's at 5 and Detroit doesn't want to take him, like, how much are they, do they like Cody Williams so much that they wouldn't take an extra first round pick and move back a few spots and he might still get Cody Williams or you might get Dalton Dex or you might get whoever, you know?
And you think the price to go from 9 to 5 would be something like a protected future first?
That'd be my guess, yeah.
Okay, well, what was curious about this one? Do you remember who the Ringer had the Grizzlies taking today? Who that one?
And they had Holland, but they had Connect going 10. So they had Holland Connect as a guy on the board at that point.
Well, so this one had Sar 1 to Atlanta and Risa-Shea 2 to Washington. You'll see those flipped. I think more have them flipped, honestly. More have Risa-Shea 1 and Sar 2, but whatever. Those are the two. Then it had Stephon Castle to the Rockets. It had Buzelis to the Spurs, Cody Williams to Detroit. I actually would like this for the way it's unfolding for the Grizzlies, because then you see Klingon to Charlotte, Dalton Connect to Portland, Devin Carter to San Antonio, basically saying that he looks like Derek White, and to the Memphis Grizzlies at 9, which I do not believe will happen.
Right.
Reed
right.
Shepard.
No, I most of these
There's
other
no Rockets, way.
Most of the Bucks have Shepard going 3 now to the Rockets, exactly. So that's the flip there. I will say the Ringer one also has Zealous Carter as the 2 picks for the Spurs.
Interesting. Interesting. So,
we'll see. Again, who knows whether these mocks would end up being reality. But I think as you get closer to the date, we talked about this before. I think as you get closer to the date, the higher level mocks start to resemble reality because they're starting to hear things, right?
Right.
It's not that suddenly, like, these writers decided, you know, Cody Williams, we don't think he's 13th, we think he's 5th. It's like words starting to get out on stuff. Go ahead.
About the Grizzlies. Well, A, it's impossible to – it's really hard to project down to 9 because you don't know who's going to be there, right? And right. But it's also – doesn't it feel like the Grizzlies – we very rarely hear who the Grizzlies – we didn't have any particular clue, do we, ever, really?
Not that I can remember, no.
Yeah, they're pretty good at keeping it sealed
up. The Ringer one does say, like, the way this draft is shaken out, this is – talking about the Grizzlies, this is an obvious trade back pick, and I agree with that, but the deal's got to be there. We'll see. But it feels like relative to these mocks, or relative maybe to the way the draft is actually shaping up, that the Dillingham Topic guys are the guys who are dropping, which I don't think is good for the Grizzlies. But,
right.
You know, maybe you got Cody Williams and, you know, other people are sort of jumping up. And, you right. know, depends on who you want for the Grizzlies. I would love to get Stephon Castle, or Reed Shepard.
Yeah.
So if something's going to push one of those two dudes down to 9, that'd be great. You know, for me, as far as I'm concerned, but we'll see.
Xavier Tillman had a moment. We didn't talk about it. I neglected to talk about it in Game 3. And then Game 4, he's basically played off the floor. Like, he can't, like, you do see his limitations. And not, you know, they've never been a great mystery, but I think you pointed out, writing about it last week, that it's not just the 3-point shooting that disappeared. He became an offensive black hole.
Oh, his entire offense disappeared for the Grizzlies this season. I mean, he couldn't finish floaters anymore. I mean, his offense was terrible. His defense was really good. He's a really good defensive player. But his offense was like a total crater for the Grizzlies, and that's why he couldn't hold on to the job, even though he was competing with, you know, Bismack Biyombo and whoever, right? The thing about Tillman, he keeps having moments, but he can't keep enough consistency to stay in a role. But that's why you're a 5th big. Maybe that's just what he is, you know?
You don't imagine there will be interest in bringing him back. Was he on your list?
I mentioned him. He wasn't one of the 20, but I mentioned him at the bottom when I just sort of mentioned some other names in passing. He's one of the names I mentioned in passing. I doubt it. I think there are enough other options that are similar there that you probably don't bring back the guy you traded away. So I would doubt it.
It was like 96 degrees here yesterday, Chris. What was it like in Minnesota?
You know, the weather has been great when it hasn't been raining. It's been raining an awful lot. And apparently not normal. my wife is telling our kids, it's not normal that it rains every day. That's just what's happening.
We didn't
right
move
now.
To Portland here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's the weather's been fantastic when it hasn't been raining. I mean, you sort of, you know, you soak up that to make up for what's going to happen in December and January.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.